This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما Brothers and sisters in Islam, في صحيح البخاري a statement by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه one of the companions, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed the Ummah to learn the Quran from him. كما ورد في صحيح مسلم خذوا القرآن من أربع. Learn the Quran from four. Number one on that list is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, Suwar, the following chapters, Bani Israel, which has another name called Al-Isra, Al-Kahf, Maryam, Taha, Al-Anbiya, were amongst the first chapters revealed in the Quran, in the Mus'haf, وَهُنَّ مِنْ تَلَادِي. And one explanation of the term taladi, they are like treasure, or another meaning that the first chapters I learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there are certain chapters in the Quran which has significance because of the condition we live in as Muslims. And we can throw the analogy here. We living amongst predominantly Christian community are always confronted with the subject of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam and his status. Islam is crystal clear regarding the subject. And the subject has to do with your aqidah, your belief system. Therefore, Surah Maryam has that significance. And the analogy here, the early Muslims, when they were persecuted in Mecca, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed them to migrate to the Christian land of Abyssinia at the time. So they went as Muslims and they lived there in Abyssinia. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confirmed through revelation that there is a just ruler there who will protect you and who will grant you religious freedom. Of course, the polytheists of Mecca, Mushriki Mecca, being uncertain regarding the motive of the immigrants, the early immigrants from the Muslims to Abyssinia, they sent an envoy, two of the noble companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who were not Muslims at the time, but they became Muslims later on, Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu and Abdullah ibn Abi Rabi'ah, in order to bribe the cabinet of this ruler, the king, or the Nagas, in Najashi, that's his title, and bring these Muslims back. When they presented these briberies to his cabinet, he assumed that he will just send them off. But this man was truthful to his position. He refused to give up the Muslims without hearing their case. So he heard them, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu presented the case in a very eloquent way, that we mean no harm here. Those people are not granting us the liberty and the freedom to worship Allah, and they are persecuting us, and that is why we came here. Right away, in Najashi, refused, the Christian king at the time, refused to give them up. Now they thought of a trick. So they went to this devout Christian ruler and they told him that these individuals whom you're protecting do not respect Jesus. They call him a slave. They do not believe what you believe regarding him. Of course, Najashi, the Christian leader, the ruler of Abyssinia, decided to bring them back to his court and question them regarding their beliefs in Jesus. Put yourself in the shoe of Ja'far, and you're not being threatened as a Muslim living in America. Nobody can force you to compromise your beliefs regarding Jesus. But many of us, for the sake of appeasing people at the expense of the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, were willing to compromise. Ja'far, can you imagine the threat here that he is to be shipped back to the enemies of Islam again to be persecuted? When he was asked, what do you say about Jesus? He made it crystal clear. We say what Allah and his messenger told us. He is a slave of Allah. He is a messenger of Allah. And he is a word from Allah that given to the Virgin Maryam. Now here is the relevance, and that is why a lot of the scholars mention that if you live in the West, you should master Surah Maryam. And this is the subject of my khutbah today. So he asked him to recite some of the Quran about Jesus. Ja'far radiyallahu anhu recited the beautiful verses which narrate the nativity, the Quranic version of the nativity, which is the conception and the birth of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. You can tell that the man shed tears, and we know that later on he accepted Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at one time in Medina, he called upon his companions, and the hadith in al-Bukhari wa Muslim, and he said, Allah has commanded me to observe the janazah of a righteous man who died yesterday. referring to the Christian ruler who became a Muslim, who accepted Islam. And they performed actually absent janazah on him, led by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Fasurat Maryam, brothers and sisters in Islam, has a lot of lessons for us Muslims living in a predominant Christian community, so that we can engage with them without compromising, in a respectful manner. It doesn't have to be a mean way or abusive, but you shouldn't be compromising. Inshallah, in the time I have seven, I call them divine echoes from Surah Maryam. I will share them with you as time allows, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. The first of which, brothers and sisters in Islam, and subhanAllah, as I come here and I'm, you know, wanting to present this subject, and my mind and my soul is so absorbed with my brothers and sisters in Gaza and what they are going through, and I wasn't sure if I can actually deliver this, but I thought this is the time when jingle all the way, all the place, and I gotta remind my brothers and sisters about steadfastness and passing on that firmness and steadfastness to their children, explaining to them that they don't have to jingle all the way. They can stay on monotheism, inshallah. But subhanallah, as I'm driving here, I found some relevance. Can you imagine what I'm about to share with you is the ancestor of these Zionists, Bani Israel. And that shows you how Iman, faith, when it touches the heart, when it touches the soul, it turns you into a good person, a decent person. I'm going to share with you stories from the children of Israel, what we would call Jews now. But of course, they were Muslims. That's how we relay to them, inshallah. Look at the beginning, brothers and sisters in Islam, of Surah Maryam. Begins with a story of a man who made a sincere dua. Sincere dua. Although the supplication he made doesn't really suit him. He's asking for something impossible. Look, إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي. My bones are feeble. وَهَن, weak. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. And my head, the hair, is graying, all white. وكانت امرأتي عاقرة, and my wife has been barren all along. Now I want a child. That is why some of you may ask, why did he make this dua khafiyya? Because if anybody would hear someone with these conditions making this dua, come on, man, what are you saying? Ask something possible. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are sincere and truthful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can deliver the impossible to you. But what incited him to make this dua? What? إني خفت الموالي من ورائي. I'm about to die. I'm 99 years old. This is Israelites. No reference in the Sunnah regarding his age, but this is what we read في كتب بني إسرائيل, that he was actually 99 years old. And I'm about to die. And all what I'm seeing, corrupt scholars of Bani Israel around me, the people who are teaching the religion to the people, are corrupt. They are using it to make a living. They are giving fatwa to the people to appease them, to make them happy. They don't tell them the truth. They don't. And they are employing the religion as an income. As an income. Now, what is going to happen when I die? Who's going to teach the truth after me? Have you as a father had this worry at all? You know, one of the most needed job in America is actually imams. We don't have imams. And I mean imams, not puppets, not people that the shura runs, kicks around. No, imams, people who can lead communities and make a change, impact the community. We don't have those. We don't have. You see, that's what motivated Zakaria. He wanted to leave someone behind him who can hold the banner. This is what the Prophet ﷺ referred to the people of Gaza, the best of those who will guard the boundaries of this religion is in Asqalan. وَأَفْضَلُ جِهَادِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ وَأَفْضَلُ رِبَاطِكُمْ عَسْقَلًا. Can you imagine the entire world is trying to drive out those 2 million from Gaza using food, water, electricity? Did you read that they are eating grass? No food, grass. Animals' food. They are eating it, but they are standing. I'm going to hold my ground. At one stage, brothers and sisters in Islam, you got to think this way. You got to think this way. You don't need to win, but hold. Likewise, Zakaria didn't want the entire faith to be diluted after him. And look at the truthfulness. You see, when you're truthful, right away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the angels. فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَا. Right away, he just finished the dua. Allah is giving you the glad tidings of Yahya. And look at the truthfulness. Allah made the old father see the fruit of his son while he's alive. وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ صَبِيًّا يَا يَحْيَا خُذِ الْكِتَابَ بِقُوَّةِ. You know when you hold the mushaf like that? بِقُوَّةِ. بسم الله الرحمن بقوة خذ الكتاب that you care بقوة not بسم الله الرحمن no. خذ الكتاب بقوة. Read it carefully, understand it. وآتيناه الحكم صبيا. And we give him the glad tiding. We're giving him the wisdom, the understanding of the meanings and the higher objectives of the revelation in a young age, so that his father would see the fruit of his truthfulness. والله قرأت هذا الأثر يا إخوة في الإسرائيليات, that one day he was walking to المسجد الأقصى. He's a child, he's a kid. The children called upon him, يحيى, come and play with us. Come, have a good time with us. You know what he told them? ما للعب خلقت. Allah did not create me to play. Allah did not make me to pray. I have a mission. Hello. But that's the first echo, divine echo. Do you care about this religion? Do you care about Islam? Why not raise your child to memorize the Quran? Why not raise your child to memorize the Sunnah, to study the deen? Maybe he can become one of the leaders of this community in the United States of America. That's the first echo, brothers and sisters in Islam. The second echo is amazing if you look at the story of birth, the story of the nativity or the birth of Jesus in both Al Imran and Maryam. It's always preluded by the birth of Yahya. So before Allah would present to you the birth of Jesus, which is miraculous, no question about it. Miraculous birth. A girl coming, carrying a baby. Miraculous. No husband, no. طيب. Always in Surah Al Imran and in Surah Maryam. Always this story is introduced with the story of Yahya, the birth of Yahya. Allah is telling you, why do you attribute the sonship to Jesus, that Jesus is a son because of this miraculous birth, when you have Yahya, who was born to a 99 years old, and I just described the condition a minute ago, and the mother is barren? Why not this one? This is miraculous birth too. Oh, is it about Jesus not having a father? طيب, here is the analogy. إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمَ. If the analogy here is having parents, then the one who is more fit to be called the son, وَالْعَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, so تعالى الله عما يقولون علوا كبيرا, Allah is above that. That criteria would be more fitting to Adam. Adam did not have a father nor a mother. As a matter of fact, Adam was created by the divine hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah created him with his own hands, breathed in him. Jesus, there was a medium, Jibreel. Jibreel was the medium. So, again, brothers and sisters in Islam, this subject, I know it's a little bit sensitive. And when we address Christians, we should do it in a respectful, kind manner, but without compromising the message. The third echo, brothers and sisters in Islam, for the sake of time here, the miraculous utterance of Jesus in the cradle. And I really want to contextualize this, give it this context. You see, there are two fundamental obligations upon every human being in the face of this earth. Dare you compromise them? The first obligation is the right of Allah upon you. The second obligation is the right of your parents upon you. That is why Abdullah ibn Abbas says, كما أخرجت ذكر الترمذي في التذكرة, ثلاث نزلنا مقرونات. There are three pairs in the Quran. One of them is what? أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِي وَالِدَيْكَ وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Read the Mus'haf right away. Imagine Allah makes Jesus, peace be upon him, to speak as a baby to protect those two rights. The right of Allah. Why? Allah, in his infinite knowledge, knew that they will attribute him to Allah being the son, or now I think they call him God, Lord, or one of three. Look at the first words, brothers and sisters in Islam, that came out of the mouth Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Look at the scene. فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ. So Maryam, after delivering him, she brought him. Immediately, adultery was haram at the time. Adultery here, we're talking about sexual intercourse between a man and a woman out of wedlock. Just for you to compare المصيبة اللي احنا عايشين فيها دلوقتي. ها؟ يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا. يا أخت هارون ما they accused her of adultery. Accused her of adultery. فأشارت إلي. Because she was instructed earlier not to speak. We will defend you. She didn't know, by the way, how the defense will be exercised. فأشارت إلي. She pointed at him. قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا. How can we speak to a newborn? Someone who was just born now. Look at the first words that came out of his mouth. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, we love Jesus. The Messenger of Allah. Look at this. Inni Abdullah. I'm the slave of Allah. Be careful. Whatever you want to do out of me in the field, that's your business. آتاني الكتاب. Look at this. He given me the book. وجعلني نبيا. He made me a prophet. وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت. Look at this. I need like you. I have spiritual needs like you. وأوصاني بالصلاة. I have to pray like you. والزكاة. I have to purify myself. ما دمت حيا. Subhanallah, the first day in his life, he's defending Tawheed. Also on the day of judgment, the last day, the last scene, Jesus is brought in the revelation. In the land of gathering, he's standing in front of those who attributed him to Allah being the Son. Allah will question him in front of them. وَإِذْ قَالَ Look, the first day and the last day. The first day and the last day. وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ. Allah will say, Isa, son of Maryam, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Did you instruct your so-called follower, to take you or your mother as two gods beside me? قَالَ سُبْحَانَكْ. Never. Never. إن كنت قلته فقد علمت. Would I have said that? You would have known that. تعلم ما في نفسي الآيات ما قلت لهم إلا ما أمرتني به أن يعبدوا الله. فهذا هو. What about the defending of upholding the kinship ties, the mother? Huh? They accused her of adultery. That stopped them. This miracle stopped them. Furthermore, Isa عليه الصلاة والسلام also added to his mission وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. And he made me kind and dutiful to my mother. So this is the third echo, brothers and sisters in Islam. The fourth, which is really, you know, amazes you. No other chapter in the Quran. Brothers, can we please move forward so these brothers standing in the back can sit down, please? Brothers, close the gaps. Come closer. Love one another. We're straight, alhamdulillah. We can touch one another for the sake of Allah, inshallah. We're all straight here, alhamdulillah. جزاكم الله خيرا. May Allah reward you. May Allah bless the community, ya Rabbil Alameen. They are still standing in the back. So walk in, inshallah, walk in. The name of Allah, Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, was not mentioned in any chapter more than the number of times it's mentioned in Surah Maryam. 16 times. The name of Allah, Ar-Rahman, 16 times. Why? Why? Because this chapter is centered around the two offenses, the human perpetrate against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They curse Allah, they belie Allah. And this is in the hadith. Hadith fi Sahih al-Bukhari. Hadith ilahi, hadith Qudsi. Allah says what? Shataman ibn Adam, the son of Adam, insults me. You can tell, ya ikhwa, subhanAllah, Allah, you see this, the name of Allah, al-Wadud, in this world, you know, the loving. Look, the son of Adam insults me. Allah is talking like that, you know. And he shouldn't do that. Why would he do that? Look, imagine your Lord is speaking like that. كَذَّبَنِ ابْنُ آدَمْ The son of Adam belies me. And he shouldn't do that. أَمَّا شَتْمُهُ إِيَّايِ As for the son of Adam insulting me when he says, I have a son. وَأَنَا الْوَاحِدُ الْأَحَدُ What do I need a son for? Huh? أَمَّا تَكْذِيبُهُ إِيَّايِ And as for the son of Adam belying me, when he says, I cannot raise him up again after he dies. And chapter Maryam, the story of Jesus, obviously the first subject, but where is the reference to the second subject? وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ أَإِذَا مَا مِتُّ لَسَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيَّ Mankind says, oh, come on, after we die, I don't think we're going to be raised up again. أولا يذكر الإنسان أن خلقناه من قبل ولم يكن شيئا Does a man remember that I created him before when he was nothing? فوربك Look at this, oath. فوربك لنحشرنهم والشياطين ثم لنحضرنهم حول جهنم جثيا طب what is the relevance here with اسم الله الرحمن? Wallahi, ya ikhwa, has it been for the name of Allah al-Rahman, Allah would have punished those people. Imagine, there are people who insult Allah, belie Allah, and Allah still provides for them because of Allah's mercy, because of al-Rahman. He still gives them. He still blesses them. But there is a time, if they insist, if they keep on their polytheistic words or actions, there will be consequences, but not in this world. The following, brothers and sisters in Islam, is the majesty of Allah. Why does He need to take a son? وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَانِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا In a human term, human context, why do we take children? Why do we have children? First of all, the biological drive. You know, that you end up having intercourse and alhamdulillah, I'm pregnant. Biological. But does Allah have that? What are they? أن يكون له ولد ولم تكن له صاحبة. Listen, in your human term, you must have a wife. A wife. Not anybody else. A wife to have a child. طيب. You're saying he has a son. Where is his wife? Where? وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ صَاحِبَةٌ Allah says that. Second, we want children to carry on our family name. Abu Zaid, I don't want this to die. Like, because what? I'm going to die. Does Allah die? Subhanallah. Come on. Subhanallah. No, he doesn't. I remember these days back in the farm where I came from, you know, the parents would produce a lot of children to help them in the farm, to help them, you know, take care of business, run business. وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? His divine, majestic status doesn't suit him. That is why, brothers and sisters in Islam, look at the Quran. Every time there is a mention that Allah has a son, it's always followed with Subhana. You know what Subhana means? He's above that. That's what it means. He's above that. Don't say that. He's above that. Come on. He's not a human. You see, ya ikhwa, one of the root causes of deviation in mankind is having the wrong perception about Allah. Who's Allah? Who's Allah? That normally lead people to do crazy things. Like in a human term, you know, when you say something to me that I don't like, brother, I think you misunderstood me. I don't think you understood me right. That's not what I meant. Exactly with Allah. Why would the Jews, Bani Israel, in the Talmud, why would they say that Allah is poor? Why would they say that Allah created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, then he rested in the seventh day? Because they given Allah a human attributes. They humanized Allah. They given him human attributes. No, Allah is divine. He doesn't get tired for him to rest. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامِ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبِ. Again, brothers and sisters in Islam, the right perception about Allah. Likewise, the Christians. And by the way, I don't want to say the Christians because we also have the, you know, not affirming a divine essence of for Allah is a problem in Islam. Yeah, you understand? Where is the issue? Ask an average Muslim now, where is Allah? He's going to tell you Allah is everywhere. Then you, what you did now is you, I understand, by the way, a lot of these layman Muslims, I understand exactly what they mean. They mean that Allah knows everything. But who said that Allah is above the throne and he knows everything? عُلُوُّهُ لَا يُنَافِي قُرْبَ. His highness does not dismiss his nearness. He is up there, but he hears, he sees. But when you say that he's a spirit, then you're condoning and endorsing the beliefs of the Christians that the divine can come in the flesh. La, Allah has a divine essence. Divine essence. One of the names of Allah, As-Samad. You may hear this for the first time. One of the meaning of As-Samad, nothing goes through. Nothing goes through. Nothing. That's why he's above the creation. He is not part of his creation in any form or shape. When you say he's everywhere, then he can go inside you, inside him, inside. Dangerous beliefs. And we have extreme Sufis who believe that, who entertain wahdat al-wujud. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعلى من اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Inshallah, I wrote a blog about this subject, seven divine echoes. Maybe we'll send it to you, inshallah, for the sake of time, because the time ran out. But let me share with you something very interesting in Surah Maryam. And go home and open it. Subhanallah, ikhwa, if you read the chapter from Bismillah, Rahman al-Rahim, then Allah's talking about different caliber of people. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَى إِنَّهُ كَانَ مُخْلَصًا وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا وَنَادَيْنَاهُ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ الْأَيْمَنِ وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيًّا وَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ نَبِيًّا وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَاعِيلَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ. It's like people capturing you. It's the best of humanity, you know. Then comes in the ayat of sajda. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ. But look at the split now. فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُ الصَّلَةِ. Then those noble people were succeeded with generations who neglected the salah. And then Allah would talk about, then they deny resurrection, then they go to hell, then. A whole different tone. What is the split here? Is a salah. How are you doing with your salah? That's the line. And by the way, none of the scholars, I want to tell you this, none of the scholars of tafsir explained this verse that they did not pray. None. Two things. They delayed it, or they did not have khushu' when they performed it. None of them said that adha'u salah means that they didn't know they prayed. But they would delay it. Or, you know, like a lot of people, you can tell them go back and pray because they have not prayed. Watch out for your salah. Let's make dua for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش الكريم أن يفرج عنهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم فرج كربهم. اللهم فرج كربهم. اللهم نفث كربهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا رب العالمين لا تكلهم إلى أحد غيرك يا رب العالمين. أنت ربهم وأنت إلههم. اللهم ربنا نسألك بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى أن تهيئ لهم أمر رشد. أن تهيئ لهم أمر رشد. تنصرهم على من عاداهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا منزل الكتاب ويا مجري السحاب ويا هازم الأحزاب زلزل الأرض من تحت أقدام الصهاينة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم ومن خذلهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنهم جياع فأطعمهم، عراة فاكسهم، عالة فاحملهم، خائفين فأمنهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفقهم، اللهم انصرهم، اللهم انصرهم نصرا مؤزرا يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم نصرا مؤزرا يا رب العالمين، عاجلا غير آجل يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفقهم وخذ بأيديهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفقنا إلى ما تحب وترضى، وخذ بنواصينا إلى البر والتقوى. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهديين. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا، واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى يا رب العالمين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، وأقم الصلاة.